So we're live at EXT with Professor Louie, and he brought Miss Marie and Gary Burke. Gary, aren't you from Troy?
Born and raised.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming back.
I love coming back.
So Louie, you were in a band in New York, and you kind of became a very sought-after producer-engineer.
Well, that was through a lot of hard work and a lot of going up the ranks, you know, starting off playing and then moving into the studio playing and then learning my trade as an engineer and working with great producers. And fortunately, I got a break and they asked me to, you know, the band asked me to start producing for them. And so, you know, it was up the ranks. It didn't just start.
Well, how did that break come with the band? How did you get hooked up with them in the first place?
The first way I got hooked up with the band was through Artie Trom, Happy and Artie Trom. Artie had asked me when I had moved upstate or was getting close to moving upstate to engineer and play on a Livingston Taylor record. And while I was doing that, Garth Hudson came into the studio to see Artie. This is going back even when Rich Emanuel was alive. And said to Artie, you know, the band is going to play some shows and I want to do a project, you know, a good engineer and a good, you know, someone to help me do some arranging. And fortunately for me, Artie recommended me. And Garth and I started working and worked for 17 years straight and got to meet Levon and Richard and, you know, all the guys in the band and then slowly but surely joined the organization around 1985.
We're live at EXT. Professor Louie and the Chromatics. We've got, about a third of the band here today, Louie?
The three core members are here, and then we have John Platani on guitar and Frank Campbell on bass. So that's the five nucleus. And then we add the horn section to make it more complete. So it'll be nine pieces. And we've been doing a lot of shows that way.
How did you get the Chromatics together? How'd you find Miss Marie? Where'd you get Gary from? You know, where's this band come from?
Well, Miss Marie and I have been together for years writing songs and playing in different bands when I lived in New York and met Marie in New York and actually a music business office on 200 West 57th Street.
We did.
Yeah.
In the elevator.
In the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, in those days, you can ride the elevator hawking songs. You know, there were 15 or 20 offices per floor.
Is that what you guys were doing?
Yeah. You know, and you could, or looking for shows or jobs. You could just get in one building and stay there all day long and go into offices. I have this song, I have that song, and play them for people. But anyway, so Marie and I had met years ago doing that. And around when I started really working for the band on new records around 1990, we had put the Chromatics, at that time it was called the Crows, together to make demos for those guys to show them how the songs would go or, you know, sing them, you know. It's always good to record them a bunch of times. And we changed the name to the Chromatics as time went on because all the Crow bands came out, the Counting Crows, the Black Crows. And we always wanted to stay with the Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks name. Keep it birds.
Yeah.
And then when I got really friendly with Rick and we started playing duo shows in the middle 90s, Rick said, you know, I know this. And Gary and I had been friends from the Woodstock world.
Now you're saying
shows.
Rick Danko.
Rick Danko,
right? Yeah.
And Rick said, you know, let's bring Gary into play. So, and I think Rick and Gary had played together before I was even there. Actually, Gary played with the band a few times when Levon couldn't make a show or whatever. And we started playing, I think, maybe trio shows at first.
So,
yeah. Me, Gary, and Rick, and then brought Marie in once in a while. So Gary and I got to be friends driving around to Rochester and playing shows. And around 1999, when Rick got his solo record deal with a label called Breeze Hill, he wanted to make a record and figured, well, let's use the Chromatics as the backup band. Gary was part of that. And when Rick passed and the band ended, because that's the way life went, unfortunately, we kept it going with the Chromatics, and Gary, luckily for all of us, stayed on.
Nice.
And has not left yet, you know, and we're really fortunate to have him. We appreciate you having us on the show, and we appreciate the radio station, EXIT, playing all our records for all these years. We really appreciate that a lot. Keeps us alive.
We're live at EXT. Professor Louie and the Chromatics here. Well, part of them anyway. We're going to have you guys play what, like sort of the folk rock versions of these songs is what you're going
to
do?
Well, you know, the band music, going way back to the catalog, and all old rock and roll, it's really turned into American, now they call it Americana, right? They have to always classify music. But it really is turned into, and it really has been, folk music. And the band repertoire is really tremendously like that because it really does go back to the 20s and 30s when folk music was emerging. And those guys, working with them, I know for a fact, really studied their craft and really studied music and studied great folk music and country, old country folk. And so playing the songs on the accordion, which is one of the oldest folk instruments you can have, it works. So it's the folk versions of these songs, yes.
We're live at EXT. Let's hear Atlantic City. What do you say?
I love to hear Atlantic City. That was the first major song I was able to produce with the band.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was, what year was that?
I think we recorded it in probably 92. And then the record came out, Jericho came out in 93.
We're live at EXT, Professor Louie and the Chromatics.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man over in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that promenade, and the gamble commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday come back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair all pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Cause I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I drew out all I had from that Central Trust, and I bought us 2 tickets on the Coast City bus. Maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday come back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair all pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Hey. And there's losers, and I'm south of the line. Well, I'm tired of getting caught out on that losing end. So I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday come back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair all pretty. Yes, now meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, so meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
This is Miss Marie from Professor Louis and the Chromatics, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
By the wildwood, hot summer nights, we lay in the tall grass till morning light comes shining. If I had my way, I'd never get the urge to roam. A young man serves his country while an old man guards the home. Don't put me in a frame upon the mantle. Memories grow dusty, old and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Second thought, no, it's never crossed my mind. Who's right, who's not? I'm not the judging kind. I can take the darkness or the storms in the sky. We've all got certain trials burning deep inside. Don't send me no distant salutations. Silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Tall grass till morning light comes shining. If I had my way, I'd never get the urge to roam. A young man serves his country while an old man guards the home. Don't put me in a frame upon the mantle. For memories grow dusty, old and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Don't send me no distant salutations. Sell me souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Whoa. No, no, no. Don't this time of day.
We're live at EXT with Professor Louis. There they are playing Twilight. We've got Louis and Miss Marie and Gary Burke playing for us. About a third of the whole band with the horns.
That's right.
Yeah. The band is kind of like, they're like mythical figures in rock music. And in your opinion, why was the band so magical? Who would like to take a stab at that?
Well, I have my opinions, but maybe Miss Marie wants to say something about
that.
Go for it.
Well, for me, it was because, first of all, they had amazing vocals. They had some of the best vocalists between Richard Manuel, Rick Danko, and Levon Helm. And Robbie Robertson was a great songwriter, as well as collaborating with the other guys in the band. So I think the combination, and of course Garth Hudson, with his keyboard work and sax playing and accordion work, I think the mix of a group like that was just unbelievable. That they happened to all be put together by Ronnie Hawkins, and it worked for a long period of time. And the, just everything they put together, the type of music going back into American roots and combining all type of stuff, I think that created a whole new sound, and people were amazed by it, loved it. The music was very, very special and magical, yeah.
You know, the one thing about those fellas, they had come up from the ranks. They really earned it. I mean, they were playing, as I said before, six nights a week and seven sets a night, backing up all kinds of people. So by the time they had reached the point where they were coming into their own, doing their own songs, they had already been known and had a large following and knew what it was like and studied, you know, the music and studied the craft of recording and talking about New York City buildings. They had also been through the roulette world of the record industry. And if anybody studies the record industry, realizes that roulette was one of the beginnings of how the industry, you know, sort of evolved, let's say. So they really knew their stuff, and they weren't just people who wanted to just become famous and thought you start there. Professor Louis and the Chromatics does so well with the music. Besides, you know, being with the guys all the years, it's truly a band. And that's what the band was. And that's why people gravitate to them, because people want to belong to stuff. You know, they want to belong to a family of sorts. And that's what the Chromatics are.
We're live at EXT, Professor Louis and the Chromatics. Professor Louis, where did that come from?
Well, that's, I'm glad you asked. The bands themselves, all of them use their middle names. Like Art's name was originally Eric. Levon's name was really Mark, you know, Mark Levon.
Right.
And, you know, Garth also the same thing. Robbie Robertson. So Rick figured out my middle name, well, found out my middle name was Lewis, started calling me Louie. And on certain given nights on a live show, especially we do live radio like this or live TV, he'd say, "Take it, Professor Louie."
That's it.
And so the name stuck, and I was always honored he would say, "Oh, Professor Louie." And of course, I wasn't going to fight that. And when Rick passed and we wanted to continue playing shows, a lot of the agents and promoters wanted to use the name Professor Louie. So people who had known me from playing with Rick and known the band wanted to keep it, and we never fought it. So that's how it came about.
We should talk a little bit about the lost band tracks. Tell me about this EP record that you guys have put out. These are songs that were written but not recorded?
The problem was with the major labels, and the band always wanted a major label deal, was that with Robbie not there, most of the label heads felt they lost their main songwriter. And then Richard Manuel passed, and that was the other songwriter. So it was hard to get a label to believe that the band could come up with material. And so we finally landed a record deal with Sony, or maybe at that time it was called Columbia. And they started assigning us songwriters to come up to Woodstock to record. One songwriter they sent in, who was hot at the time and still is, Jewel Scheer, who wrote for Cyndi Lauper and had a couple hits on the radio with Cyndi at the time and had his own group. So we started recording a lot with Jules at the time, and he was writing a lot of songs, and the guys were contributing, but they wouldn't sing them necessarily. So they wouldn't become, you know, they couldn't go out as bootlegs. Then because of all the music business stuff and publishing, and the band lost that, the president of the label or the president of A&R left, the songs never came out, even though, and they were great. They were actually strong enough to be the Jericho record. And meanwhile, to make the longest story short, about 2 years ago, we got a call from Jules's manager, called me and said, you know, if I can clear those songs, we really feel that Professor Louis and the Chromatics are the best group to record those old songs. We'd like to have them recorded so we can put them out, because you can't put songs out if you don't have the permission. And with the band versions, they didn't have the permissions. And we agreed to it, and they cleared the six that are, I think it's six, that are on the lost band tracks. Now, I was thinking, well, they're not lost to us, and maybe they should be called Songs. I don't know. But anyway, they decided they would put them out as a lost band tracks. And, of course, our main fellow, Brad Hunt, who we like, who helps get them on the radio, goes, oh, this is great. So so that's six of the songs that, and the Chromatics did a fabulous job on it, and they sound great. And so that's how it came about. So we recorded them maybe a year ago. Funzalo and Woodstock Records put them out. And now we have the Lost Band tracks circulating around. And I feel it's an honor for all of us to be part of it and excellent. To hear them.
Well, Louie, thank you so much for coming by and playing songs and talking.
Chris, thank you so much for having us.
No, yeah. Thanks for coming by. Miss Marie and Gary, thank you guys
thank
also
you.
For
My
coming and playing.
To be here. Thank you so much.
Very well.
What would you like to say about Ophelia as you guys wrap up here?
Well, Ophelia is one that is a song played by a lot of people now. So it's a song that seems to be... very acceptable song for a lot of people. I even heard the LePau sisters, I think they're called. They do a tremendous version of it, you know? And so it's a song that is one that goes back to its old medicine show feeling in the 30s. And you have the horn arrangements for Dixieland, or you could just do it with the accordion. So it's a fantastic song. And we always got to give credit to all the guys for putting it together and writing. And we always have to give credit for Robbie for really putting his name on all those songs. And there's got to be something to that.
Awesome, guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you again.
Disappear like Ophelia. Come on, Ophelia. Baby, jump in my door. Come on, dog, in that door.
This is Louis from Professor Louis and the Chromatics. We want to say thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.